This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, look at that. It's 4 p.m. It's Thursday. That must mean it's time for Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's all worked out quite well there. Nice little intro.
So. Good to be back in the old chair. Look at this.
Yeah. You've moved position today.
I fancy a little change. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go slightly this side of the desk.
You're messing up the feng shui of the studio, to be fair.
Can the listeners hear the difference?
Exactly. I'm going to end up with a wonky neck, just bent round looking at you.
I'm having to turn my neck to see you now.
Exactly. Not right. I'm faced with enough challenges in my life. Not another one.
Got to press the buttons. I've got to turn my head.
There's a lot going on. It's hard to be me. I make it look easy, but it's hard to be me.
How you doing though? You good?
Yeah, no, I'm not bad to be fair. Actually, I am good. I am good.
That's nice. I see a little cheeky smile on your face. That's why I asked.
It is a bit cheeky. Do you know what I've realised as well? So I'll let the listeners know as well. I've recently started driving again.
Oh.
Don't worry, I've not come off a drink driving ban or anything like that. It's just I've got a car again now, you know. I have started driving again because I've got a car now. And I've realised that I've tapped back into the world of, you know, just basically absolute bellends in the world. Do you know what I mean? There's so many of them on the roads. There's a geezer today who's, like, there's a turn-in off a main road.
Yeah.
And he's just pulled in. He's just blocking the whole thing off and he's parked up. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, seriously, move the car now. And he's just sitting there going, like got a face like, what? What? Like, honestly, I forgot how angry driving can make you.
So basically, you've delved into the realm of road rage once again. Yeah?
Absolutely. I'm bubbling. As a passenger, I used to love it when people were road raging, but now I'm that guy.
You're
I'm that guy again. And especially when I've got hype music playing. I'm like, you don't want me to get out of it. You don't want me to get out of this car.
You've got your tempered tea playing. Get out the car!
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, just watch out on the roads, people. Just watch out. Start doing what you need to do.
Do it
properly.
Look at that. Stay on the pavements, people. That's what I say. Johnny Cochran's out and about.
Well, I know that these people who are listening know what I'm talking about, though. There are so many idiots who are on the road who just don't know how to drive. It's weird. Like, you know when you walk down the street and people decide to just stop in your path?
They're just walking
and they just stop. Like, and you think, you're an absolute mug. What are you doing?
Just disrupting the flow.
Yeah, like, you know, if everyone did what you're doing, no one would get anywhere. Sort your life out. This is how a society is formed. You have to conform to a certain extent and actually, you know, follow procedures.
Yeah.
Then when you start putting a dangerous vehicle in their hands, it starts going on a larger scale. Like, sort your life out.
It's selfish.
It's disgraceful. So, 3 minutes in, first rant out of the way.
Look at that. Well, yes. I'm in a chipper mood because last night I went to the Crystal Maze Experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you told me about that. So what happened then?
Step back into the 90s. They chimed that music through the entire thing.
Did they?
Yes!
Was it wicked?
I got hyped!
Oh.
And you know, it's got the games and stuff like from the TV show, which is great. But what I really enjoyed was they have the transitions. You know when they used to transitions from one zone to the next?
Yeah.
They got that!
Wicked.
I'm on my hands and knees crawling around. I'm like, yeah! And I feel like a 5-year-old, but I'm like, yes!
Is he in it? Because Richard O'Brien was meant to do it, wasn't he? The bald guy.
He's not in it, but he does do a little video feed thing.
Right.
But they do have these guys called Crystal Maze Runners, where they guide you through as he would do.
Right.
So you have like one runner for your team that kind of guides you through, and you say, "Oh, I want to play a mystery game." So they like you run to the through the doors, and then like you see all these different rooms. And like, oh, look at that! There's one in there. It's like, ah,
wicked.
Yeah, it's great. And you get your little bomber jackets on with the Crystal Maze logo.
Oh, really? One of those?
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't get to keep it, but I tried to walk out.
Excuse me, mate.
Do you want to step back this way? Oh, is it like the toilets this way?
Like the bowling shoe hustle. Yeah. Oh, these look nice. These feel good. Ooh, nice.
Better than the ones I came in with.
I'm off disco dancing tonight. John Travolta. Bum, 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 ba, dum, my bowling shoes on.
Got the soles on this one.
I don't care. They just got some banged up Knicks trainers. In exchange, I've upgraded.
Holes in the ceiling. Exactly. No, there wasn't a holes coming out.
Bet these cost more than yours.
Thank you for this.
And they stop you and went, oh, sorry, you forgot to put your shoes in. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's right. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
No, I'm just going to the arcade to play the games.
Yeah. Start doing a runner down the street, but you can't get anywhere because they're just slick on the bottom. Oh, dear.
I actually do want a pair of bowling shoes.
Yeah.
Some of them look really cool.
Yeah.
There's a bowling alley in Finsbury Park, Rowan's, and they do some decent ones. It's like, whoa, these are decent.
Mm. They're always blue and red, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but this one had like a little slick blue design on the way they did the red and blue, and I was like, nice. Nice.
That and your Crystal Maze jacket, you'll be pulling, mate.
Ladies, please. What do you want? Crystals in their pockets.
So, Crystal Maze, final thing on that. Did you do the grabs for tickets? Do you have to do that thing?
Right at the end, you've got to do grabs for tickets and you're competing against the other teams. So there's four zones and there's four teams. And so you're going around different zones while they're in the other zone.
Wicked.
You transition through. So you don't see each other until right at the end.
I see.
Where you add up who's got the amount of crystals. And then same as the game show, that's how much time you have in Dome to catch all the tickets. We had a wicked technique. We had Horde from the Source was our thing.
Yeah.
We was waiting where the fans were. So one of our team members got a coat off and she's just like just held it over the source of the fan. Just trying to gather them up and then just chuck them in the box. I was like, good girl,
that's
she
does decent. Yeah, I've always thought about doing that. Yeah. I don't know why people
Horde
mess
from
around.
The Source.
Then jump up top. It's a waste of energy.
Nah. Just Horde from the Source.
Where is that as well?
It's an Angel. So it's like they've hired out a building and they've done the whole building up. So like you can't tell what it is from the outside. It just looks like a college or something. And then you go in, and then all of a sudden, the lights have changed.
Wicked.
No, it's fantastic. I do recommend people go, especially if you're a big kid at heart and you did enjoy the show like on TV, then definitely go. I want to cut the crystals for my team.
Oh, I bet you did, mate.
First crystal for the team. One of the geezers got locked in. Oof. Not me, though.
Nice.
Automatic lock in he got. Rang a bell.
Did you just start pulling it straight away? Lock him in,
mate.
Close him in. He's not going to make it.
And they were like, "Oh, do you want to trade in one of the crystals? That's 5 seconds of time." I was like, "Oh, I don't know about that.
He's not worth 5 seconds."
I mean, I don't even know. I only just met him 10 minutes ago.
I know. The mug just got locked in there. I doubt it'd be effective. So. Let him go.
You gotta be cruel like that.
You gotta be Darwinian about things.
You gotta be cruel like that.
Do you want to trade in the crystal? Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. Buckle up in there, mate.
Hey, if he listened to me, I told him to go around the left, not the right.
Decent. So that's something on my to-do list, massively.
Yeah. I do recommend if you are gonna go with like a big group though.
Wicked.
Go with a big group because that's where the fun comes.
Decent. Well, guys, you are listening to Johnny and I now. We're live on FUBAR Radio. This is a show with me, Johnny Cochran. Mr. Lomberman. Johnny.
And me, I know. Tomlinson. That's me.
It's good.
Yeah.
So,
just a friend.
what's coming up on the show, I know?
Well, guys, we're going to be talking about what's trending. That's the part of the show where we talk about all the different things that have been happening in the world and social media, out and about, what you guys have been talking about, and we're going to be discussing it right here.
Absolutely. What's been getting your chins wagging?
Mm. Chins wagging, yeah.
Every week. I don't know why I find that funny. It's sad, really, if anything. Then we have our infamous Lend an Ear section.
Yes, Lend an Ear, the part of the show where me and Johnny, we answer your problems. So you guys send in your issues and we give you the best advice you're guaranteed to hear. So I know a lot of you out there got some things that have been going down and stuff been happening to you this week, maybe this month, maybe the start of this year hasn't started out how you wanted it to go. Well, then send the email in to us, Johnny and Inel at FUBARradio.com.
Yeah, and we're heavy on the A&E section today, so get them problems sent in to that email that Arnell's just said. We do want to hear them, and we'll sort them. It's not like give you some advice. We'll give you guaranteed 100% advice what you have to do.
That's right.
The best way to sort that out. So, again, Johnny and Arnell at foodbarradio.com.
That's right. Tag those emails with Lend an Ear. Let us know.
Yeah, get them in before we do our Lend an Ear section. That'll be useful as well. Yeah.
some people, it's like 5 to 6. We're just about to clock off.
And we always get some stragglers. Hey, problem. Yeah, you're an hour too late, I'm afraid. Past that.
Hey, you're going to have to wait 7 days now.
Yeah.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, Go to FUBARradio.com.